Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Almond School District's Board of Education has approved offering the superintendent position to Kyle Wood. Wood is currently the assistant superintendent of Croswell Lexington Community Schools. From a field of 18 candidates, the search was narrowed down to 5 to interview, and then from there down to 2. The other candidate that was invited back for the second interview on May the 26th was Reese Public School District Superintendent Jordan Ackerman. The finer details of Kyle Wood's new employment still need to be worked out, along with deciding on his salary. Wood will replace Kimberly Von Hiltmeyer, who decided to retire at the end of the 2025 through 2026 school year. And in other news for today, Lapeer County Commissioners have officially approved hiring Interim Chief Financial Officer Jackie Bennett to now officially fill that position and drop the interim part from her title. During the last county meeting, she was originally appointed as the interim CFO in November of 2024 when Jackie Arnold retired and has been performing the position since then. Bennett's new title will begin on June the 1st. In order to be ready, she also did a mentorship program and earned a bachelor's degree. With that now done, the Truth in Taxation hearing for the June 11th Committee of the Whole meeting and the July 9th Committee of the Whole meeting will now be at Lapeer's historic county courthouse. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
If you've been feeling unsteady, disoriented, or like your surroundings are moving, you're not imagining it, and you're not alone. For many people, these are signs of a vestibular disorder, and it can make everyday life challenging. The good news is, there is help. The Vestibular Disorders Association offers trusted information, support from people who understand, and connections to specialists. Visit liferebalance.org to learn more and take a step toward feeling steady again. That's liferebalance.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Hackers and scammers continue to be a threat not only to businesses and individuals, but now even events. During the last Caseville City meeting, it was reported that scammers have targeted one of the community's biggest events. According to Caseville's Police Chief Deborah Hopkins Lung, quote, "The Cheeseburger Festival is the backbone of a recently recognized scam. An email is being sent out to vendors wanting them to purchase an available location for their vending. The city's police chief is the only person that deals directly with vending, and she has not sent out such an email." Hopkins Lung is warning vendors to be aware of the scam, and if there are any questions regarding vending, be sure to contact the police office directly by calling 989-856-3304. And another news for today. The Marlette City Council has finished the necessary paperwork to apply for grant funding in order to help offset the cost of some water main upgrades. The city applied for a $1.4 million state grant to do galvanized steelwork and lead line replacement throughout the city. The paperwork for the grant had to be filed before June the 1st, and if the funding is approved, it will be used to replace lead water service lines and galvanized steel lines throughout the city to comply with state mandates. After the Flint water crisis, Michigan's Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy has ruled that all lead water service mains need to be replaced. To go along with that order, the lead level contamination was reviewed and lowered. In Michigan, the lead level of 3.5 micrograms per deciliter or higher is considered an elevated state. Michigan has lowered the allowable level of lead in utility drinking water supplies from 15 parts per billion down to 12 parts per billion starting in 2025. The new regulations require communities across the state to remove all lead service lines that connect homes to water mains as well as galvanized steel lines that are or were connected to lead lines. A blood test is the only way to determine a blood lead level. For those who believe that they may have been exposed to lead, they should have such a test performed. Replacing lead service lines is an unfunded state mandate that is financially impacting many municipalities. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.